The death of rapper and actor Tupac Shakur has again focused attention on the often violent lyrics of gangsta rap and the lifestyle it portrays. In Minneapolis, a group of young rappers is trying to take rap back to its hip-hop roots. To get their message out, they've formed a coalition called Headshots. The term is usually used to describe a deadly injury. In this case, though, headshots means messing with your head, challenging your notion of what rap is all about. From Minnesota Public Radio, Chris Roberts reports.
20-year-old Beyond is a rapper from St. Paul with a mission. Beyond's latest verse is a poetic definition of Headshot's artistic goal, to reclaim hip-hop from the corporate rappers and record labels that he says have stolen it away.
You can feel underground movement, because the stature comes at you like it never needs no improvement. You soon get to understand it's a fact that underground flows for body and soul and not the contract. It's random that crews are forming places to stand in. B-boys are independent, so we're moving to canyons, building fortresses, keep them on this. What a quarter this. Look in the depths, you see there's more to this. Now underground is where the music is pure. Throughout the Hollywood drama and corrupt labels, we always endure and conjure up the ideas that set us aside to save the origin of hip-hop and the way it's described. I provide intellectual tips with general scripts to sit down with the A&T and make the stimulus skits. We keep in circulation like blood pressure. And this semester, we're the investors for predecessors. Ah.
1, 2.
Beyond met members of the other three groups who've banded together to form Headshots at local hip-hop showcases. They were all kids when they first encountered hip-hop culture, whether it was a mix on a record, a graffiti tag sprayed on a wall, or the way a breakdancer did a shoulder roll. It's been a way of life for them ever since.
On the mic, I gotta show intelligence, contemplation, the rippination, beyond the bomb and hitting MCs who try to scheme. Yo, I take out your whole team, I intervene.
Now, as young adults, they're committed to preserving and promoting hip-hop's roots as a culture born on the streets. 23-year-old Slug is the lead rapper for the group Urban Atmosphere.
Hip-hop started off with people who made it with nothing. I mean, you take two broke turntables, you don't have a place to plug it in, so you break open a lamp, a street lamp, and you plug it in, and that's where you're getting your electricity. You throw a party right there in the middle of the park or in the middle of the street. And that's how it started. Nowadays, you have a lot of rap artists who are creating, but they're creating with unlimited studio time, unlimited this, unlimited that. And so what they're doing essentially became a business. It's not like a matter of trying to come with something original, which is what hip-hop was supposed to be about, coming with something that nobody ever did. And so right now we're oversaturated with a million people saying the same thing that one guy is saying. You know, it all got bland and it all got stale, and they all need to get real jobs.
Slug and the other members of Headshots say that what Midwestern rappers are bringing to hip-hop is a kind of improvisational rapping they call freestyle. It's huge in the Twin Cities, and the groups in Headshots consider themselves masters.
On the microphone, I face a whole team. It grazed your grill. You catch blood on your shirt. Ripping them seeds who want to flirt with the man. I know I'm cute, but still hype dope techniques I like to distribute through your crew. MCs I nuke, just like I rock them. When they coming down the block, I spot them. I lock them down. We got a zone representing, showing MCs how we're getting blown up locally. I hope we'll be national one day, but still, we know we will, so we chill. And in the basement, keep the shit real.
The freestyle's real in Midwest. And if anybody wants to come out and test it, please do so. Because we like to battle some real MCs, you know what I'm saying? So the freestyle thing here is real, off the dome, you know, freestyling. That's what we love.
That challenge extends specifically to gangster rappers, who the Twin Cities performers say have nearly extinguished the original spirit of hip-hop by glorifying violence. 25-year-old Stress, Headshot's producer and promoter, says gangster rappers don't belong in hip-hop.
Just because you rap doesn't make you a part of hip-hop. You have to understand the culture. You have to walk the culture. You know, you can't speak a lot of genocidal bull and preach a lot of negativity and consider yourself a part of hip-hop, because it's not about that. It's about, I mean, hip-hop, for the most part, it's about taking all the negative and turning it into something positive. I mean, that's what it was about back in the day, and that's what a lot of people have forgotten about. You know what I mean? When the breakers started breaking in New York, it was to get away from the gang violence. You know, it was like, we don't need to fight to squash this. You know, we can battle, you know? We can battle. What are you, an MC? Let's battle. You know, what are you, a breaker? Let's battle. You know, we don't have to go to blows and, you know, and take it to the ignorant level that it was, you know? So, I mean, so a lot of the stuff that's being portrayed now is simply being pushed out there just for record sales. It's not about hip-hop anymore.
That's not to say the lyrics of Headshot's rappers don't carry the same bravado, machismo, profanity, even intimidation as their gangsta counterparts. But the intimidation occurs on a hip-hop battlefield where the weapons are words alone. Listen to Slug of Urban Atmosphere.
I never expected you to take the shit I said all that personal. I regret that you didn't see the direction that my verse would go. It hurts, I know. I also know you know the pain. So when I check the mic, recognize your need for Novocaine and f*** your local fame, cause your skills is kinda stuck. It's 1996, and still the season of the duck. I'm a muck, murky swamps of rappers I have to stomp. I'm well adapted to the fact that you're no comp. I pose a question to poser MCs. Who sees me? Your whack flows conjure flashbacks of Houdini. When we gonna get to the good part? Get down to the good. All you hoods start to talk shit, but turbulence don't disturb this kid. Birds get stiff. My words will give you a natural reaction. When I make fractions of these fictional fried fakes, I'm on a different plane, and when it takes off, it vibrates.
Slug's verbal taunts are more playful than threatening. In fact, he says he's more interested in earning respect from his peers than dissing them, as he pursues Headshot's goal of restoring the essence of hip-hop.
It's along the lines of what hip-hop was supposed to be all about to begin with. Rhymes and beats, and not so much worried about trying to be the hardest act out there, and not so worried about trying to sell the most units. I mean, I want the respect from other artists before I want to, like, get a major deal. I want other rappers, other artists, other people who do this to go, damn, that kid's nice, rather than worried so much about getting rich off of it, basically.
Headshots has a long way to go if it wants to single-handedly put hip-hop on the map in Minnesota. Gigs have been hard to come by because most clubs are reluctant to book acts that attract primarily young black males. So Headshots is taking a do-it-yourself approach to get its words out. The rappers have created their own basement studio and label and hope to produce several hundred copies of their first CD sometime this fall. For National Public Radio, this is Chris Roberts in St. Paul.
When you see me, the BE representing vinyl cassette, the CD we be representing on time, all the time with the rhyme, keeping all the whack MCs in line. Who'll be the one representing for the sons and the heads and the girls around the world? Boys, get your jump ropes. I thump those who wanna compete, cause beyond never comes weak. I speak lyrical dopeness quick, ripping MCs, brother, you're getting broken, split. When I grab the microphone and show you who's fly, brother, you wanna die, step in reply to what I say, huh? If I called you whack, then don't say nothing and just take it black, huh? Cause if you say something, tell me it's about to be war. Beyond the...